sucks. They're very boring. No, any movement is very boring to me. They have good points to them now. I believe that it's about time a lot of that, what the women are doing, you know. Some of it is good, in other words. But whenever you run into a person that's involved with these movements, that's all they talk about. And hey, I don't care about that. You never get to know the real Robin or the real Virginia. All you get to know about is this movement.
The movement, yeah.
And that gets boring. So that's why I tend to stay away from people like that. Anytime that someone wants to argue or come on me about the black-white thing, I'll say my piece and let him say his piece, and then I go. I don't want to stay with it because you just start repeating yourself anyway. So
what about the so-called new sexual mores? You know, that of course, when you were young, I imagine it was still all right. But even people, well, you were just telling me. How did your father deal with you about sexuality? You
know, very open.
He figured, but I mean, how did he feel about what you did?
To him, it was all a joke. You know, yeah. I mean, in other words, if I would bring home a girl on a date, and she was my father, as soon as she turned around, my dad'd say, yeah.
Yeah.
But Italians are kind of vulgar in a lot of ways, you know. And I would go either no or yeah. And if I went, yeah, he'd go, like, oh, you're lucky she got a nice body or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Not my mother.
What, no, did
my
she mother. Know?
I didn't even kiss girls with my mother. No, we just touch. We touch our forehead when I say goodnight.
Yeah.
No, I just wouldn't, you know, because she's a completely different person. You couldn't relate to her like that, you know.
Yeah.
She'd say, be careful now, and what are you doing, or she looks like a good girl, you better not make her do it. I say, no, Ma, of course not, we just talk. Ma, please. And that was it, you know.
Yeah.
So my mother was one way, my father was another way.
Yeah.
You know. As a matter of fact, he bought me a gross one time, a rubbers or whatever, and
for a
joke.
Wow,
gross. And he threw me, my mother went, oh, my mother almost hit the ceiling. You pig, how can you even, you know, he laughed, thought it was the funniest thing yet.
Yeah.
He did years, you know.
So he sort of expected that you would
definitely
do this.
Right.
Now what about
he encouraged it as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
He wanted me to be a regular guy on the street, played ball, went out with girls, you know.
Yeah.
He didn't want to shy me to go any other way than that, you know.
Yeah.
Anything I did, the number that was fine with him.
Yeah. Now what about Tony?
Very, very strict.
Yeah.
Very strict. He was, you know, my mom used to say, oh, you joke with him like that about the girl, but that could be your daughter. And he'd get mad even at thought of that. She'll kill her, you know. So he was a complete opposite with Tony.
What did he let her do? Was she allowed
nothing.
To date?
Nothing. Yeah, when she was about 17 or 18,
mm-hmm.
which was normal then.
Yeah.
But the dates were like, you know, she went out at 7:30, was home quarter to 8. You know, so I wouldn't even call that a date. You know, and then we checked the back of her sweater for if there was any grass or anything, which might suggest that she was laying in the park.
Yeah.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Really?
Oh yeah, my mother and father very strict. Very strict.
Well, did she mind that, Tony?
Sure she minded it.
What'd she say about it?
She rebelled.
Yeah.
She shot my mother three. No. she would always cry and say, geez, can't I stay out later, or, you know, go out here? All the girls are gonna go here. Can I go? And no. And that was the end of it, you know.
What do you think of that? Do you think that's fair?
Yeah, a lot of it, yes, I do.
Okay.
Because they have a close supervision of I see too much of what happens when they let go.
Yeah.
The exception is the child who has the freedom and says, well, I'm like me with the narcotics. Only with the narcotics, because I was bad in every other way. But I said, I'll never deal with narcotics. So my parents didn't have to worry. Maybe they did, but I myself never gave them anything to worry about because I put it in my mind I would never touch this stuff.
Yeah.
But that usually is not the case. Most kids do what's ever going on outside. And if you can't supervise them, in my opinion, or watch what they're doing, or see who they're running around with, then you're going to have trouble. So the old-time way of raising a kid, to me, is pretty successful.
Yeah.
It was in my group. We were all scared to death of our parents and acted accordingly, you know. So to me, it worked.
But it's a real double standard, don't you think?
Well, it's like the sex thing when you ask me about the morality. All right, there is nothing wrong with whatever you and I want to do.
Yeah.
No, so if that's being open-minded to sex, and I am very open-minded to sex,
yeah.
anything goes
yeah.
under the sheets.
Yeah.
But I don't believe all over the neighborhood, though.
Oh,
you understand what
right.
I'm saying? No. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about the people you see walking down the street and they're grabbing at each other. Or to me, that's not only it's ridiculous.
Oh, you mean doing
in public?
Affection.